question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, from the NCF now to our PC, it's great having all of you aboard with us today on May 1st. And before we dive into the personal connection segment of the show, we're sponsored by Babbel.com/Carrie.
Just pick the language you want to learn and say hello to Babbel.com/Carrie. This is something we can all do and have some fun with. I've been using it for over a year. Learning a new language for traveling abroad or maybe connecting with family or even for a new hobby has never been easier. It is the number one selling language learning app, and they make the whole process of learning a new language fun and easy for you with bite-sized lessons that you're actually going to use in the real world. Their 15-minute lessons make it a great way to learn a language on the go, and that's because they design their courses with practical, real-world conversations in mind that you're actually going to get to use in real life.
Actually, the lessons, they were created by over 100 different language experts. So go choose from 14 different languages. Save up to 65% off your subscription when you join us and start your new language learning journey today at Babbel.com/Carrie or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Our personal connection today takes us to the UK to meet an adventurous couple who rode 45,000 miles on a motorcycle from the UK to Japan and crossed Europe through Central Asia, through Afghanistan, Mongolia, and Russia, and I'm sure I'm missing a few countries.
But they were on the move.
They definitely were. Andy Davidson and Elisa Potter join us now live via Skype to share some experiences from their trek around the world.
Good day, Andy and Elisa. Welcome to RM World Travel.
Hi.
Thanks very much for having us on.
You are very welcome. Nice to have you here with us. Andy, I'm going to start with you. You know, Mary and I, we have covered all types of travel adventures as part of our personal connection segments. This is a first, 45,000 miles on a motorcycle. So you and your fiance, Elisa, who's there with you, you know, you set off in 2018 from the UK to ride around the world on your Yamaha motorcycle. I guess the first thing that I really want to ask is, why did you choose to do this on a motorcycle, and how many countries did you complete before the coronavirus closed borders?
Well, we've traveled a lot since we were maybe 16 years old. We've traveled together. We've tried it on boats. We've driven. We've done big trips in cars. We've backpacked, and then we tried it with motorbikes, and we realized that was definitely the best way to travel for us because we get to see more, do more, meet more people. Yeah, bikes are what it's all about for us, I guess. And how many countries?
34,
I think.
Okay. Wow. You were on the move, as I said.
That's
okay.
A lot.
There you go.
Wow. Elisa, I really like the title that you guys use for your website, Mad or Nomad. So which is it?
I think definitely mad. Yeah, definitely mad.
With a little bit of nomad thrown in. But seriously, did friends and family give you guys a hard time? And did either one of you have any hesitations before you started this? Because you guys rode through some tough spots. This was not just riding through Europe. You were even, you found yourselves at the Afghan border. So some tough stuff. Anyone give you a hard time?
I think our friends and family always thought that we was maybe only joking and weren't actually ever going to do it, but it's always been on the agenda for a long time for us since we've been together a long time now, so it's always kind of been on the cards. And I think when we finally said, Mum, we're selling the house, we're selling everything, we're going, it's going to be this year, I think there were a few tears, but it's all worked out in the end. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so it does sound like you guys really had some planning behind this. I really like your blog as well. It's got some really catchy titles of your stories and adventures. So for our listeners, here's a few. How Not to Start an Adventure. That was your first one where you started the trip through a huge storm and had some other problems. Other titles like Serbia Skulls and Skiing, Big Balloons and Say Goodbyes in Cappadocia, many, many more. Elise, I know you've had several hardships along this track. I also know that you really had a personal hardship when you hurt your leg. I think it was in India. So what happened, and are you all healed up for the next round of adventures?
Unfortunately, that was just a bit of a freak accident, and I was riding my own bike at the time, and I just hit some sand and unfortunately rotated my leg 180 degrees. So it wasn't the best experience, but on the mend now. Unfortunately, I'm still on crutches, so I still can't really walk, but hopefully having a third operation this year. Mm-hmm. With a plan to get back on the road later this year if COVID allows it.
Well, listen, wow. I mean, I love the sense of adventure, yeah. But I certainly think, you know, having that happen in India. All right. So, Andy, you know, as I listened to what Elisa just said, I mean, what she shared, it must have been tough for you as well. I mean, helping your fiance get surgery in a foreign country and in India, that's a challenge that probably ranks as the biggest for both of you. But we also know that your bikes broke down. Your website says 21 times in 28 months. So, I mean, this was truly an adventurous trip. What'd you find to be the most challenging area of the world that you both got stuck in?
That's a good question. Yeah. And also that the whole leg breaking thing, that was definitely the toughest bit. We just crossed the border from India to Nepal, so we couldn't go back. And Elisa broke her leg in the middle of like a dusty village, middle of nowhere, late at night. So me and a villager had to rotate her foot back the right way.
Wow.
With no pain medication. We called an ambulance, which was just some kid in flip-flops who turned up, didn't speak any English, and it was just a truck. And it took Elisa 13 hours with no pain medication to get to hospital. Wow. With her leg. So she's downplaying how tough it was. Mm. But that was definitely the hardest bit. But other than that, yeah, the breakdowns were tough. But the more we broke down, the more we found the more people we found who really just looked after us. And I mean, we'd broke down in the middle of Siberia, and just some guys on bikes turned up, and they radioed like some other guys further ahead, and they helped us through, and we stayed at biker clubhouses. And yeah, so with the bad came the good, if that was.
Yeah, you illustrate that quite well, and I can't believe after all of that, Elisa is still raring and ready to go for
clearly
the next.
Clearly, we heard that. Yeah. But it shows the power of people.
It does, and we talk about this all the time when we travel. But I really liked your account of what happened at the Afghan border too, because I know you were scared. You write that quite vividly in your blog. But you actually had a really good experience there. So this question's for either of you. Where were you when the pandemic caused the world to shut down? And did you have trouble getting back to the UK?
We were in Thailand, and we decided that we were going to try and wait out the pandemic. A bit naive, but at the time we weren't hearing a lot about it. And we thought another guy we met decided to just randomly just take us in, and we stayed at his place, put our bike in his garage, and we stayed there for a few months. But then when we realized, oh, this is serious, then we left our bike there and we managed to fly home.
Well, you know, when you mentioned Thailand, I read something about them this week in the news that actually only 2% of the entire population right now has the vaccine there. So things are going slow. You know, you both are in our personal connection segment of the show, and, you know, I want to ask you, really, has the journey given you anything that you didn't have before you left? And I say that because the personal connection, we try to emphasize, again, what I said earlier, the power of the people and connections, but it's also the transformational side. So, you know, maybe you've got a new look at yourself or something else. I mean, Elisa, maybe we'll start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the kindness that people have given us has been a real eye opener and definitely has changed me. Not that we weren't kind before, but now perhaps if we see someone broken down on the edge of the road, I would 100% pull over and try and help now, whereas perhaps before I maybe wouldn't have done. So definitely it's been an eye opener how kind everyone's been, and I'll definitely take that forever now.
Andy, what about you?
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's the people, and it really, a trip like this really restores your faith in humanity. You mentioned the Afghan border a few times. We crossed into Afghanistan and we went up into the Wakhan corridor in the far east of Afghanistan. And the further in we got, we you know, at first there was the, you know, the blue burqas, and we were, and lots of guys with AK-47s, but we were a little bit worried, like, obviously. But then after a while, people were just coming up to us in the middle of the street and inviting us into their homes for tea. And we went and stayed to some village, went up to some villages further north. And people were, whole families were just coming out to us and feeding us. They were just bringing us food and giving us a place to sleep. And then they'd wake us up in the middle of the night with like tea and they didn't speak any English, but they just wanted to talk to us. And it just really made us think differently about the world. Well, there's good and bad. But
You both come across as very reasonable people. I think most people around the country right now are agreeing. And really quick with you, knowing what you know now, having accomplished the trip, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can't wait to just
All right, Elisa, we're going to go with that. And that does tell you, again, the power
of travel.
Yeah. Well, if you are coming to the States at some point, we'll definitely keep in touch with us, and we'd love to reconnect with you again. Right. Folks, if you want to see or learn more about Andy and Elisa's travels, their website, as Mary mentioned earlier, Mad or Nomad, which I do, .com. Of course, I have that in there. Thanks, you two, for joining us. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. You guys. Stay well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was quite a story. I hope Elisa does return to full form, Mary.
Yeah, and I look forward to following their adventures.
We will do that for sure. As our show zips right along today, we need to take a quick time out for some sponsor messages. There's still a lot more ahead, so stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.